Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And of course, these are going to be some of my best and favorites of my personal interviews. And of course, I am out right now, but I do want to tell you that we've got some great shows ahead of us today and get great guests. Jane Seymour is my first one, and we're going to be talking about Open Hearts Foundation. Then Orbi Rosero and Hannah Strobe, we're going to be talking about Goodwill's Good Guides program. Also, Dr. Margaret Wilson will be joining us, and she's going to be talking about United Healthcare Travel Insurance. And then Alan Yatvin and Dr. Linda Seminero is going to be talking about American diabetes. And of course, that is our first show. And I hope that you stay tuned, and I hope that you are having an amazing weekend. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life in the 805. And today, with great pleasure, I have Jane Seymour joining us, actress, artist, and philanthropist. And we'll find out a little bit about something that's obviously near and dear to her heart. It's called Open Hearts Foundation, a nonprofit organization which recognizes the amazing efforts of people and organizations who transform adversity. And let's welcome Jane on. Jane, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you're doing and obviously, everybody knows who you are. I appreciate you being here. And where are you at in your life right now?
Where am I at my life? I'm extraordinarily fortunate. I count myself very, very fortunate. I have six amazing children. I'm about to have my fifth grandchild. I'm working on movies and television and doing things I love. And more important, I'm here. Sharing with the whole of America extraordinary organizations and people who are making a big difference. And we're doing that through the Open Heart Foundation and our contest, which is called Celebrating Open Hearts Contest.
And tell us about the contest. What is it that our listeners can be a part of this?
Well, I hear all the time people tell me about extraordinary organizations. You know, did you hear about this one? Have you heard about that one? And I just thought, you know what, this is a chance for us to share with everybody what different people are doing and why it's special and why it's extraordinary and maybe even, you know, how it came about. So we're asking people to nominate their group or a group that they feel strongly about. They go to keepanopenheart.com and they will register the name of the charity and a few words about what's makes them special. And the competition will start, the nomination process starts December 21st, and it will run through to January 11th. And meanwhile, we'll all be able to see all these other extraordinary organizations and maybe learn something from it. And ultimately, three will be picked as finalists. I will go and visit them, and we will film there, and we will tell their story. And ultimately, we will ask the public, probably somewhere around Mother's Day, to pick the one that they feel should be the grand prize winner.
I love this. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We're talking with Jane Seymour. What exactly is Keep an Open Heart?
You know, my mother's philosophy was that, you know, in times of challenge, which happens to all of us at some point, your natural instinct is to close off your heart. But if you could accept what's happened, open your heart and reach out in some way to help someone else, that you would find purpose. And you'd also probably have a very special ability to help someone that's going through something either you've gone through or are going through. So it's really almost like paying it forward in a way, but rather more unique. And she survived World War II in horrible circumstances, 3.5 years in an internment camp in Japanese camp in Indonesia. And she said to me the reason she was able to be happy and go on with her life and be fulfilled was that there were always people worse off than her in the camp. And what she did was to help them to the best of her abilities. So really, this is in honor of her and her philosophy.
Jane, I love that. And you started this back in 2010?
No, long ago, maybe longer than that. I can't even remember exactly when. I think we've had at least 5 or 6 years of Open Hearts Foundation events. And Open Hearts has been going on for, I think, maybe 7 or 8 years. But I've been speaking about Open Hearts here ever since I created it as artwork, which is how it started originally.
Oh, okay. And so is there a lot of art that represents keeping your heart open?
Yes, absolutely. If you go to janeseymour.com, I'm an artist. I paint, and if you go under art and design, you'll see a lot of different paintings. And it started out as paintings, and then it became sculptures, and then jewelry, of course, and books, and all kinds of things. And, of course, the most important, what we're talking about today, the foundation.
Right. And Jane, are they all hearts? That's like my favorite thing. Are they all hearts?
They're hearts. And but for example, I'm wearing right now a new one, which I love. It's an infinity bracelet, but within it is the open heart. So the two hearts, the hearts are always open at the end. So you can give and receive love. It's not closed off.
Oh, I love what the message that your mom left you. I think that is so great. And the fact that you paid it forward exactly what you're talking about. So what do our listeners, any foundation that they started, any group that they started that you want to have them
it doesn't. Yes, it doesn't have to be one that they started either. It could be one they just know about that they really feel needs recognition, that they feel is very special for some reason. We want to know about what people are doing to make a difference.
I love that. And leave us with one. What was your last? Have you done this every year? You pick three?
No. No, we haven't. Last year, we actually asked for individuals who had made a difference and opened their hearts. And through something like this, we came up with Elie Febbo, who is this amazing woman. She's now a best-selling author and inspirational speaker and works with the Boys and Girls Club. She was actually a foster kid herself, and she took her experience of terrible experiences in the foster care system and has used this to really help others who are going through the same thing.
I love this. This is all about what my show is all about, is really about the brighter side of life, looking at there's still a possibility in anything, you know, even if you're suffering with something that's going on, how to look at the brighter side of life. And it sounds like that's what you've done here, is leave your heart open. And so
exactly. And you know, if an organization has helped you that's been extraordinary for you at a time of need, nominate them. You know, give them the thank you they deserve.
Well, thank you so much. Where do we find out more about Open Heart Foundation?
You go to the Open Heart Foundation has a website, but if you go to keepanopenheart.com, you'll know exactly how to nominate your organization. But the Open Hearts Foundation is also a great website where you can see people that have received Open Heart Awards over the years and what our foundation has done and who we've benefited.
I love it. Jane, you know, what I love about this is just an inspiration for people to really keep their heart open when, you know, we're in a time right now, it's so uncertain and there's so many problems, but at the same time, there's so many loving people that come together and really make a difference. And that's what I'm trying to do on my show. And I love this. Thank you so much for being my guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Congratulations on your show, too.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing what you're doing. And again, this is truly another brighter side of life here in the 805. And again, thank you so much, Jane Seymour. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com. Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the holiday favorite Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, December 2nd through December 20th in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. This festive new adaptation will be performed as a play with music and features a cast of more than 20 actors, including Broadway veterans Peter Van Norden, Joe Spano, Terry Bibb, and Jennifer Lee Warren. Bring your family and celebrate the holidays. See this production as only the Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase your tickets, visit RubiconTheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything that can add value to our life. And today, we're going to be talking about American Diabetes Association Safe at School campaign, and which they really want to ensure that all kids with diabetes are medically safe at school. What another amazing topic that we're going to be talking about here. We've got Alan Yotvin with us and Dr. Linda Cimarrero, and we're going to be talking with them. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
for having us.
Oh, great. Tell us a little bit about, American Diabetes Association and your Safe at School campaign.
So the American Diabetes Association, you know, is an organization that is there to help people affected by diabetes. And our campaign is part of the national mission where we want to help children who live with diabetes and take care of it 24/7. They need to eat healthy, participate in activity, monitor their blood glucose, give insulin every day, several times a day, and are at risk for spikes in high glucose levels and of low blood sugar, which can turn into a critical emergency. We want to make sure with our Safe at School campaign that these children have the same opportunities during their school day that children without diabetes have.
Right. And Dr. Seminero, let me ask you a question. What age, I mean, is this, you know, what age children are we talking about?
Children, you know, we just developed a position statement for very young children in daycare settings. But for school, you know, as soon as a child enters the school at kindergarten, so we're thinking of age five. So, of course, children have, you know, very specific needs because they're not the child that can say, gee, I feel like my blood sugar's low. You know, that's why they need a lot of support. And the American Disabilities Act, and Alan could refer to the legal side of this, you know, requires that we accept children with diabetes. So there's, we're not asking more than can we support these children, and we want to support them during the school day.
Wow. And again, joining us is Alan Yotvin, and you are a partner of Philadelphia law firm, Popper and Yotvin, correct? Board of Directors for American Diabetes. Can you tell us a little bit about your side of it and what some of our children's rights are?
Well, under federal law, children in school have who have disabilities have the right to participate to the fullest extent they're capable of. So whether they have autism or diabetes or asthma, the school needs to have appropriate accommodations to allow them to participate to the extent they're able. And in the case of children with diabetes, the sky's the limit. They can do anything. We have, you know, a justice of the Supreme Court who has type 1 diabetes, professional athletes, leaders of business and industry. There's no limit to what these children can become, but they need certain supports in school in order to be safe and in order to take advantage of all the school has to offer. And the law, federal law, requires that the school make these accommodations. The problem we run into.
Is this something new that is there an epidemic coming, you know, about right now with our children with diabetes? Or why is this brought to attention now?
In terms of the epidemic, Dr. Seminario would have to speak to that more directly. But we've been working on this for a number of years, and we've gotten Safe at School legislation or changes in state regulation done in 29 states in the District of Columbia so far. The problem is that there's a shortage of school nurses. Not all schools have full-time school nurses, and even the ones that do, school nurse can't be every place at once. The school nurse is not at the football game when the varsity player has a low blood glucose event and needs glucagon, or on the field trip, or in the detention classroom at 4 in the afternoon. So the parents and family members have frequently had to step into this breach, which federal law requires that the schools fulfill. So this is a way for schools to do what they need to do.
Alan, so basically you're saying that this has obviously been a problem. That's why you're on board. That's why we're bringing this to my show. What should parents do if they feel that their child's medical safety is at risk?
They should call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. That hotline will connect them up with resources and, if appropriate, put them in touch with a American Diabetes Association legal advocate who can advise them on their rights and direct them to resources, and in some cases connect them up with a attorney or a healthcare advocate in their community who can assist them in tackling the issues that they're facing in the school. We have a nationwide network of volunteer attorneys and healthcare providers like Dr. Seminario who work together to help educate schools and to help children who need better care within the school environment. And any attorneys or healthcare providers in your audience who want to volunteer can join up and become advocates also at that 1-800-DIABETES number. There are also resources available online at diabetes.org at the Safe at School page, including information for training staff in schools. We have video programs and PowerPoints and model forms. There's lots of resources out there for people to take advantage of on diabetes.org.
Thank you so much, Ellen. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Ellen Yotvin, and we're talking with Dr. Linda Seminara. Dr. Seminara, tell us a little bit, is this something that if maybe a parent isn't aware that their kids might have this, is this like signs that really go unknown?
Yeah, well, you know, there's two kinds of diabetes. The most prevalent in children is what we call type 1. We used to call that juvenile diabetes. That comes on pretty rapidly. And the signs, and children get sick very quickly when they're undiagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Frequent urination, going to the bathroom a lot, excessive thirst, weight loss, lethargy. The children are really just so lethargic and tired, dryness. So those are the typical symptoms of type 1, and that's by and large what children develop. However, with our crisis in the U.S. with overweight and obesity in children, which is, you know, another epidemic, these children are also at risk for type 2 diabetes. So when we think about children in the school, yes, it's type 1, but we're also getting children with type 2 diabetes, which is really an adult disease. And early signs of that kind of diabetes that parents need to be aware of is, you know, if you have a family history, if your child is overweight or inactive, and they're lethargic, going to the bathroom frequently or thirsty, you know, make sure that you get to your pediatrician or family doctor and get that child tested, because it's just as serious. And, you know, even though the demands of the disease doesn't require always insulin, it may at first, it also is a serious condition. So those are the symptoms of both kinds.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you a question. Is there, when you say it runs in families, so if your mom or your grandmother or your father or your grandfather have it, is that a chance that our children will?
Well, you know, we don't know all the genetic predisposition and family history that relate to type 1 diabetes, but with type 2 diabetes, you know, families, generally, there are certain families that have risk factors. So we're learning all about that with children with type 2 diabetes, but certainly the risk factors that are most critical in children with type 2 diabetes are children who are overweight and inactive.
All right. So we need to exercise. We need to, you know, really just look at our diets, right? Look at what we're eating and clean eating. And you know, I always say it's like the, you know, the head of the house, right? Make good choices for your whole entire family. Can you leave us with a couple of really great tips that, you know, can just put us right on track for the new year?
Tips for diabetes, I think, you know, you made a good point. It's living healthy. People with diabetes, you know, there's a lot of support out there for all people with diabetes through the American Diabetes Association. Living with diabetes requires a village, and so when we talk about specific things that relate to what I think of as discrimination, you know, we need to work collaboratively with healthcare workers, our families, organizations like the ADA, and certainly folks like Alan, attorneys who are advocates to make sure that all of our rights are protected.
I love it. Again, where can my listeners find out more information?
Go to our website at diabetes.org. That's the ADA's website. And easy number to remember, if you want to call, is 800-DIABETES.
Great. Well, thank you so much again for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Alan Yatvin and Dr. Linda Simonero. And again, we're talking about American Diabetes Association. Be safe at school. There's a campaign that aims to ensure that all kids with diabetes are medically safe at school. Thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Have a great holiday. Take care.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything that can add value to your life. And in this case, anything can go wrong or anything can be a little hiccup in your life, but today we have Dr. Margaret Wilson. She is the Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer from United Healthcare. And, you know, we're all traveling around right now, and we're all doing different holiday visiting. And sometimes there's things that happen as getting sick or injured while traveling, and today Dr. Wilson is going to be joining us talking about that. And welcome, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm originally from West Africa, but grew up in England, so it's a hybrid accent.
I love it. I have lots of family back in England.
Great.
So that's a familiar accent to me. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
In my current role, I'm the Chief Medical Officer of United Healthcare Global. So my focus is global health. And I head up the clinical services team. And from the standpoint of what we do, put simply, our role is to ensure that people who travel to various locations across the world do so safely and are able to access high-quality care should they need it.
Right.
And we provide medical insurance coverage, a medical assistance coverage to business travelers, individuals, students, and expatriates.
That's great. You know, so a lot of this goes through American Automobile Association, correct?
No, we have a UnitedHealthcare Global Insurance product, and we also have a UnitedHealthcare Global Assistance product. We like to consider our products in an integrated package so that we're covering all the points of care.
Okay. And so when people are traveling, they would get insurance, and so if they were abroad or anywhere, they would be able to still be able to maintain, like you're talking about, the high medical care, correct?
Exactly, and that's especially when one is abroad. It is important for the traveler to review their health plan to figure out if it does cover care that they may need if they should fall ill in other countries. So that would be international medical insurance. And also just as important, one may fall ill in another country, and that country may not have the clinical services needed to get that patient back to their normal state of health, and that patient may need to be evacuated back to the United States, for example, or to another country with more sophisticated care. And so it's important, as one is reviewing the international medical insurance question, to also consider additional evacuation protection.
Correct, correct. And I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Margaret Wilson, and we are talking about really getting insurance. And, of course, Dr. Wilson is here with us, and you know, you are with UnitedHealthcare Global. You're the Senior Vice President. Let me ask you a question. What common insurance coverage gaps do travelers face while traveling within the U.S. and abroad?
Most of the gaps that arise arise from the traveler not having fully addressed three questions. The first key question would be, to your point, knowing what your health plan covers. So does my health plan provide national coverage? In other words, can I access care anywhere in the United States within my network, or is coverage just restricted to the area in which I reside? It's important also, and again, we previously talked about international medical coverage, that is another question that the traveler needs to ask, especially for seniors. So for seniors traveling outside the country, the gap there would be that most Medicare plans don't cover care outside the U.S. Now, there are some exceptions, so some Medicare Advantage plans will cover true emergency care outside the country, such as a stroke or a heart attack, and some Medicare supplement plans will provide limited coverage for foreign travel. So those are the specific gaps that can be challenging.
Right, and I'm sure the financially burden that would put on not only them but the family, and of course you're over there, you're foreign, you don't know what to do, and if you have this in place, I know my parents never go anywhere without having this kind of insurance.
And you actually raised two critical points. So if one does fall ill abroad, the family usually doesn't really know where to go. One of the ways, and even not just abroad, even within the United States, I'm in Missouri, for example, I can't say I would know where to go if I fell ill in Montana. So one of the ways we've managed that in United is we have a mobile app. It's a free app, and it can be downloaded from the App Store. It's compatible with iPhone and Android platforms. And what it does is it allows the traveler to identify nearby physicians, hospitals, pharmacies, urgent care centers that they could access should they need care. And it also helps the traveler compare cost and quality information for over 700 common medical conditions. Now, the beauty of the app is that it's not just available to UnitedHealthcare members. It can be accessed by non-UnitedHealthcare members through a guest portal.
Wow, and what is that app?
It can be downloaded from the App Store. And it's called Help for Me.
What is it, Help for Me?
Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, the number
health.
For me.
For me.
Health
I love that.
Me.
Okay. Wow. That's very informative. Okay. So in an emergency and with this kind of insurance, they can go anywhere?
So now it depends. With international medical insurance, yeah, that should cover care in any hospitals abroad. Now, the challenge, though, is that several hospitals in several countries outside the U.S. require upfront payment, and that can be pretty pricey. So one thing that we do is advise travelers to travel with a credit card with a significant limit should they need to pay for care, and to ensure that they collect copies of their medical records and bills. The other thing, though, and that's an advantage of having an international medical insurance plan, for example, at United Healthcare, our global insurance plan has direct pay agreements with select providers across the globe. So if one of our members should end up in one of those hospitals, we can actually reimburse the hospital directly, alleviating significant financial anxiety on the part of the member.
Wow, that's very, very informative. Again, what are some of the tips for travelers with Medicare plans? How does that work?
So as I mentioned, most Medicare plans will not cover care outside the U.S. So again, there it's important for the senior. Now, there's some exceptions. So the Medicare Advantage plans, some of them, will cover truly emergency care outside the country. Some Medicare supplement plans will provide limited coverage. But it's really important for our seniors, if they are embarking on a trip, to ensure that they review their health plan for these gaps and consider obtaining international medical insurance and also evacuation protection should they need to be transported back to the States.
Okay, so Dr. Wilson, I just want to get this clear. Okay, so what is it that we should look for in international travel insurance? What is it that we really make sure that it's part of our policy?
So international medical insurance, we should absolutely make sure it covers medical care. It's just not just a travel insurance policy that covers lost luggage or trip cancellations. So it should cover medical care, and it should have a robust limit. So if you think about the cost of transporting a patient from a country back to the U.S., depending on the clinical needs, that can range anywhere between $30,000 to $200,000. So that can be pretty significant. It's also important to review the international medical insurance plan, because it's one thing to cover my care in a specific country. But if that country cannot provide the services I need, it's important to review the international medical insurance plan to ensure that it contains evacuation protection. Should I need to be evacuated from that country to another with more sophisticated care, or even back to the United States?
Wow. Okay. This is a very important. And again, I want to remind my listeners that there is an app that everybody should really download, and it's the Health For Me app. And do you enter all of your things on there, so you know all of your information?
Now, for United Healthcare members, for non-United Healthcare members, it's going to be accessed as a guest portal. But for United Healthcare members, in addition to this information, because it's really it's driven by a search functionality, in addition to that, the United Healthcare member is also able to access their member ID card. Because we very often run into situations where people travel and forget to take their ID card. This also gives access to a digital ID card.
Very good. Dr. Wilson, where can my listeners find out more information about all of this?
So three sites. UHC.com provides great resources and general information. UHCglobal.com provides additional information specifically related to global health and global travel. And for your listeners who may be considering purchasing travel insurance, that would be MedexAssist.com.
Okay. And one last question, Dr. Wilson. How pricey is traveling insurance? Because, you know, I know it varies from agency to agency.
It really depends on the travel plan and on the specific clinical situation of the patient. So travel at United Healthcare, for example, our global insurance plan can meet the needs of the individual traveler going on a short trip, the business traveler, the student who's studying outside the country, and the expat. The specific costs will vary according to the health plan, but what we encourage is to view that from a cost versus benefit standpoint. The benefits of purchasing insurance will absolutely outweigh the cost
There's
of
no
care
question.
Should one need it outside the country.
You're absolutely true. You know, that, there's no question. If you've ever had, you know, a parent or anybody that has been overseas or out of the state, and they've gotten taken sick, there usually takes somebody to fly out there to bring them back. There's just so many things to it. So, I value you coming on our show and explaining this. And again, happy holidays. And again, I want to say to everybody, go to www.uhc.com for more information. And download that app, Health for the number 4 Me. And you can find out more information there. Thank you so much, Dr. Wilson, for sharing this on my show, on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you for having me, Kim. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Talk to you soon.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything that can add value to our life. And today we're going to be talking about American Diabetes Association Safe at School campaign, and which they really want to ensure that all kids with diabetes are medically safe at school. What another
amazing topic that we're going to be talking about here. We've got Alan Yatvin with us and Dr. Linda Cimarrero, and we're going to be talking with them. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
for having us.
Oh, great. Tell us a little bit about, American Diabetes Association and your Safe at School campaign.
So the American Diabetes Association, you know, is an organization that is there to help people affected by diabetes, and our campaign is part of the national mission where we want to help children who live with diabetes and take care of it 24/7. They need to eat healthy, participate in activity, monitor their blood glucose, give insulin every day, several times a day, and are at risk for spikes in high glucose levels and of low blood sugar, which can turn into a critical emergency. We want to make sure with our Safe at School campaign that these children have the same opportunities during their school day that children without diabetes have.
Right. And Dr. Cimarrero, let me ask you a question. What age, I mean, is this, you know, what age children are we talking about?
Children, you know, we just developed a position statement for very young children in daycare settings. But for school, you know, as soon as a child enters the school at kindergarten, so we're thinking of age 5. So, of course, children have, you know, very specific needs because they're not the child that can say, gee, I feel like my blood sugar's low. You know, that's why they need a lot of support. And the American Disabilities Act, and Alan could refer to the legal side of this, you know, requires that we accept children with diabetes. So there's, we're not asking more than can we support these children, and we want to support them during the school day.
Wow. And again, joining us is Alan Yatvin, and you are a partner of Philadelphia law firm, Popper and Yatvin, correct? Board of Directors for American Diabetes. Can you tell us a little bit about your side of it and what some of our children's rights are?
Well, under federal law, children in school have who have disabilities have the right to participate to the fullest extent they're capable of. So whether they have autism or diabetes or asthma, the school needs to have appropriate accommodations to allow them to participate to the extent they're able. And in the case of children with diabetes, the sky's the limit. They can do anything. We have, you know, a justice of the Supreme Court who has type 1 diabetes, professional athletes, leaders of business and industry. There's no limit to what these children can become, but they need certain supports in school in order to be safe and in order to take advantage of all the school has to offer. And the law, federal law, requires that the school make these accommodations. The problem we run into.
Is this something new that is there an epidemic coming, you know, about right now with our children with diabetes? Or why is this brought to attention now?
In terms of the epidemic, Dr. Cimarrero would have to speak to that more directly, but we've been working on this for a number of years, and we've gotten Safe at School legislation or changes in state regulation done in 29 states in the District of Columbia so far. The problem is that there's a shortage of school nurses. Not all schools have full-time school nurses, and even the ones that do, the school nurse can't be every place at once. The school nurse is not at the football game when the varsity player has a low blood glucose event and needs glucagon, or on the field trip, or in the detention classroom at 4 in the afternoon. So the parents and family members have frequently had to step into this breach, which federal law requires that the schools fulfill. So this is a way for schools to do what they need to do.
Alan, so basically you're saying that this has obviously been a problem. That's why you're on board. That's why we're bringing this to my show. What should parents do if they feel that their child's medical safety is at risk?
They should call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. That hotline will connect them up with resources and, if appropriate, put them in touch with a American Diabetes Association legal advocate who can advise them on their rights and direct them to resources, and in some cases connect them up with a attorney or a healthcare advocate in their community who can assist them in tackling the issues that they're facing in the school. We have a nationwide network of volunteer attorneys and healthcare providers like Dr. Seminario who work together to help educate schools and to help children who need better care within the school environment. And any attorneys or healthcare providers in your audience who want to volunteer can join up and become advocates also at that 1-800-DIABETES number. There are also resources available online at diabetes.org at the Safe at School page, including information for training staff in schools. We have video programs and PowerPoints and model forms. There's lots of resources out there for people to take advantage of on diabetes.org.
Thank you so much, Alan. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Alan Yotvin, and we're talking with Dr. Linda Seminara. Dr. Seminara, tell us a little bit, is this something that if maybe a parent isn't aware that their kids might have this, is this like signs that really go unknown?
Yeah, well, you know, there's two kinds of diabetes. The most prevalent in children is what we call type 1. We used to call that juvenile diabetes. That comes on pretty rapidly. And the signs, and children get sick very quickly when they're undiagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Frequent urination, going to the bathroom a lot, excessive thirst, weight loss, lethargy. The children are really just so lethargic and tired, dryness. So those are the typical symptoms of type 1, and that's by and large what children develop. However, with our crisis in the U.S. with overweight and obesity in children, which is, you know, another epidemic, these children are also at risk for type 2 diabetes. So when we think about children in the school, yes, it's type 1, but we're also getting children with type 2 diabetes, which is really an adult disease. And early signs of that kind of diabetes that parents need to be aware of is, you know, if you have a family history, if your child is overweight or inactive, and they're lethargic, going to the bathroom frequently or thirsty, you know, make sure that you get to your pediatrician or your family doctor and get that child tested because it's just as serious. You know, even though the demands of the disease doesn't require always insulin, it may at first, it also is a serious condition. So those are the symptoms of both kinds.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you a question. Is there, when you say it runs in families. So if your mom or your grandmother or your father or your grandfather have it, is that a chance that our children will?
Well, you know, we don't know all the genetic predisposition and family history that relate to type 1 diabetes. But with type 2 diabetes, you know, families generally, there are certain families that have risk factors. So we're learning all about that with children with type 2 diabetes, but certainly the risk factors that are most critical in children with type 2 diabetes are children who are overweight and inactive.
Mm. All right. So we need to exercise. We need to, you know, really just look at our diets, right? Look at what we're eating and clean eating. And you know, I always say it's like the, you know, the head of the house, right? Make good choices for your whole entire family. Can you leave us with a couple of really great tips that, you know, can just put us right on track for the new year?
Tips for diabetes, I think, you know, you made a good point. It's living healthy. People with diabetes, you know, there's a lot of support out there for all people with diabetes through the American Diabetes Association. Living with diabetes requires a village. And so when we talk about specific things that relate to what I think of as discrimination, you know, we need to work collaboratively with healthcare workers, our families, organizations like the ADA, and certainly folks like Alan, attorneys who are advocates to make sure that all of our rights are protected.
I love it. Again, where can my listeners find out more information?
Go to our website at diabetes.org. That's the ADA's website. And easy number to remember, if you want to call, is 800-DIABETES.
Great. Well, thank you so much again for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, Alan Yatvin and Dr. Linda Simonero. And again, we're talking about American Diabetes Association. Be safe at school. There's a campaign that aims to ensure that all kids with diabetes are medically safe at school. Thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you,
Thanks
Kim.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Have a great holiday. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I hope that everybody is having an amazing weekend. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We're going to end this moment with a moment of happiness. Everyone loves a warm, genuine hug. So reach out today and touch someone. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life in the 805, and I'll talk to you later.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before